CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 12th of May 2024. Here are the main news headlines. New RSGB Trophy Manager announced. Questionnaire launched to help shape the future of the Commonwealth Contest. Learn all about designing PCBs using KiCad during the next Tonight at 8 webinar. We're pleased to announce that Mike Franklin, G3VYI, will be the new RSGB Trophy Manager. He'll focus on the contest trophy collection and HQ will now manage the AGM trophies. Jackie Goody, G6XSY, the retiring RSGB trophy manager, will support Mike's transition into his role. She'll also take responsibility for the historical aspect of our trophies. You can contact Mike via trophy.manager@rsgb.org.uk and Jackie will have the new email address trophy.archivist@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB thanks Mike and Jackie for volunteering for this important work. Following the RSGB Commonwealth Contest in March, a small group of representatives have been reviewing possible changes that they hope will encourage more participation in future contests. The group includes representatives from countries including Canada, Australia, New Zealand and the UK. The RSGBHF committee is now calling on both regular entrants and those who have never entered before but may do so in the future to complete a questionnaire to help shape the next steps in the discussion. The questionnaire is open until Monday the 20th of May and can be found on tinyurl.com/CWCTestFigures2024. The latest Tonight at 8 webinar is tomorrow, Monday the 13th. Mike Willis, G0MJW, will be giving an introduction to designing printed circuit boards using the popular open source KiCad package. The presentation covers the basics in real time, starting with a circuit sketch, going through the processes of converting that into a schematic diagram, and then using that to create a printed circuit board design. It will then conclude with how to send this out for production. Watch this live presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to the RSGB website under webinars. The RSGB board chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, has announced that due to pressure of work, Paul Nichols, M0PVN, has resigned as RSGB board director. Paul runs a busy and growing legal practice, which, like many professional roles, requires long hours each day. Paul has offered to be a legal advisor to the board. Stuart has welcomed him to that role and thanked him for his input to the RSGB during the last year. Today, the 12th, lots of amateur radio stations are on the air as part of Mills on the Air Weekend 2024. The event takes place across the UK every May, with more than 300 windmills and watermills usually taking part. For more information and to view a list of registered stations, visit ddars.net/mills.html. The date has been confirmed for the 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable GMRT. It'll go ahead on Saturday the 9th of November at the Museum of Communication, Burntisland, Fife. Lunch will be provided and an optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Online booking will be open in July 2024. Updates when available will be published on the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk. More information, email Colin, GM4WO via gm4hwo@gmail.com. Now for details of rallies and events, the Retro Tech UK event is taking place today, The 12th, the venue is Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Wrighton on Dunsmore in Coventry, CV83FL. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. with an entry fee of £10. A fee of £25 applies for early doors entry at 9 a.m. This is an annual event organised by the British Vintage Wireless Society. There are almost 200 dealer stalls, clubs and private sellers. Everyone is welcome to come along and enjoy the wide range of retro equipment. More information, info@retrotechuk.com and visit retrotechuk.com. Barry Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place on Saturday the 18th of May. The venue is the Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, Charlie Fox 64 5SP. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. Admission is £3. Access for traders is available from 7:30 a.m. For more information, traders and exhibitors can ring Nigel, GW1CUQ, on 02920 892580. General inquiries ring Steve, TW2WVOG, on 07900 560 080, or email ccawsey, that's C-A-W-S-E-Y, at sky.net, com, I'm sorry. The Brayhead Rally takes place next Sunday the 19th of May at the Brayhead Arena from 10 a.m. There will be free on-site parking, bring and buy and refreshment available. For more information, contact Paul via email mm3ddq at gmail.com. Also on Sunday the 19th of May, Dartmoor Radio Club Rally is being held at Welverton War Memorial Hall, PL26AL, doors open at 10 a.m. For more information, please contact Roger Han on 07854088882 or email 2e0rph at gmail.com. Special event station GB1SCW is active today the 12th from the National Coast Watch Station at Shoreham-by-Sea. Operators are celebrating the work of the National Coast Watch and RNLI. As part of the SOS Radio Week, listen up for the station on the 40 metres to 70 SEMS bands using SSBCWFM and digital mode. CQRZ.com for more. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is once again supporting the International Men's Mental Health Month and helping to raise the profile of men's mental health 2024 throughout the international amateur radio community. Club members will be operating from their HQ at Partrington Haven, East Yorkshire, special call sign GB0MMH. The station will be active throughout the weekends of the 17th, 19th of May and the 14th to 16th of June across the HF bands. Please listen out for the operators and give them a call. Your support will help raise the awareness of men's mental health. More information, go to qrz.com. Poole Amateur Radio Society, supported by Royal Signals Amateur Radio Society, the British Amateur Television Club and Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society, will be operating GB4PRS, supporting the RLNI Poole Lifeboat Festival over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of May. This is a celebration of the RNLI, saving lives for 200 years, and a full programme of events and visitor attractions has been organised by the RNLI, culminating with a historic ship sail past on the evening of Sunday the 19th at 4 p.m. The free-of-charge event will be open between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and thousands of visitors are expected to visit. The station will be set up on Poole Quay adjacent to the RNLI HQ. As well as demonstrating the use of radio in emergency situations, the station will also be participating in the SOS Radio Week activity. The station will be contacting other amateur radio stations at various RNLI lifeboat centres across the UK, as well as other life-saving institutions nationally and internationally. A commemorative QSL card will be available, and anyone with permission to operate adjacent to or from a lifeboat station is invited to arrange a scheduled contact and participate in this major RNLI event. For more information, please contact secretary at g4prs.org.uk. Also in support of the RNLI, SOS Radio Week. We're all amateur radio society. We'll be active as GB2HLS on Sunday the 19th of May. Station will be operating from the Hoy Lake Lifeboat Station in Wirral, CH47 3AL, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. More information at tinyurl.com/SOSG3NWR or from Bill G4YWD on 07804 884 245. Rick DL2 VFR is active as Sugar Mike 2 stroke call sign from Holman Island, EU135, until the 14th of May using CW and some SSB. He may also be QRV as SM5 stroke call sign from IOTA Group EU084 on the 15th or 16th. QSL via Rick's home call. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Three amateurs from Stockport Radio Society are hoping, subject to appropriate weather for the crossing, to activate Great Salty Island, EU103, from Tuesday the 14th to Friday the 17th of May, using the call sign EJ6KP Portable. This will be a daylight activity only, as the team is not permitted to stay overnight. Listen out for the operators on 40, 20 and 15 metre bands using SSB. Harold, DF2WO, is active as 9X2AW from Rwanda until the 17th of May. He operates CW, SSB and digital on the HF and 6 metre bands, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Now the contest news today. The 12th 70 megs CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. CW on the 4 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send the postcode. Tomorrow the 13th, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 14th, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 cm band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Tuesday the 14th, 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 cm band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 16th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. 144 megs May contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 18th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 19th. Using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. On Sunday the 19th of May, the first 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send the postcode. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, disrupted solar conditions continued this week with X-class solar flares aplenty. 4 X-class events on the 8th and 9th of May prompted coronal mass ejections which could join together to impact the Earth this weekend. We can expect a strong G3 event with the KP index rising to 6 and the potential for visible aurora in the UK. It's hard to be positive about this, as HF conditions this weekend, ending today the 12th, are likely to be very disrupted with reduced MUFs and noisy bands. But do look out for auroral signals, perhaps on the 10-metre band and above, and a potential HF band enhancement just as the plasma cloud hits. The solar flux index hit 227 on Thursday the 9th, which is one of the highest we've had in this cycle, but don't get carried away, as it is forecast to decline. Meanwhile, conditions have been typical for this time of the year, with reduced F-layer propagation on the 10-metre band offset by the start of the sporadic E season. The lower HF bands are staying open later in the evening and may even increase to all night on the 20-metre band as we head towards June and July. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will drop below 200 but remain at or above 175 all week. After this weekend's chaotic geomagnetic conditions, we can expect the KP index to fall to 2, but to increase again on the 13th to perhaps 4. In the meantime, solar maximum is still predicted to be later this year, although geomagnetic disturbances are likely to increase on the downward part of the cycle, so buckle up for a rough ride. Now for VHF and up propagation news. We end the current week with high pressure over the country and some occasional tropo paths, especially over surrounding waters. The high will decline from the west as we progress through the weekend. At the time of reading on Sunday, the translation will be all but complete and low pressure will remain in control for much of the coming week. This means periods of rain, heavy showers, thunderstorms, and quite windy weather at times. In terms of propagation, a shift to rain scatter is a good choice for those equipped on the gigahertz band for the week ahead. Recent solar activity continues to offer chances of aurora, so remember to monitor the KP index and check for fluttery signals on the HF bands and raspy signals on VHF. The many clusters and band reports will be a good tool for these conditions. Lastly, the sporadic E-season is having a few starting twitches. Earlier in the evening of Wednesday the 8th, there was a short opening of about an hour to Scandinavia on 6 metres CW from a patch in the middle of the North Sea. The positions of the jet stream may not entirely suit further openings in the shorter term, but as the low pressure moves in next week, things could improve for sporadic E-paths to Iberia and central Mediterranean. With the Eta Aquarids peak now past, the next big meteor shower isn't until July with the Delta Aquarids, but before the Delta Aquarids, we can look forward to the Arietids in late May. However, the Eta Aquarids will continue to produce the odd ping or burst. Last week there was plenty of evidence of meteors continuing to burn up after the peak. There may still be the odd one during the coming week, together with the usual background sporadic meteor returns. As the moon starts to decline this week, the distance between moon and earth is also beginning to increase, and with it the path loss increases to a maximum on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. However, sky noise will remain low all week. The moon is favourably placed for daytime operating this week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.